just to get a hazara, what's going on the last few shiurim. So on Wednesday and Thursday we Skyped in the shiur from the Holy Land. We try to discuss many important matters. We try to restrict ourselves to things which I wouldn't need the screen to share things. So things are a little bit out of order for that reason. So I want to just finish up one inyan which we spoke about. And then yesterday was ended up being a chazara. We had many new things about the topics we had discussed earlier last week. So I want to go over something from the Brisker Rav. This is I wanted to bring and show it to you. Very important yesodos. And just to get the beginning, to get our bearings again, we'll over to the Gemara on that Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. One, if I am Dalet Amud Aleph, is a chiddush, a yesod, a din, that there's a concept. We know that you derive all the laws of Tanai from B'nai God and B'nai Ruvein. We're familiar with Tanai Kofol, Tanai Kofol Mamaisa, but we're familiar with learning Shas, Kedush, and Gittin, where we learn these things. Here's a new thing, place in Shas, one place to my knowledge, right here. That is, after the Kiyuma Adin Shaliach. To my knowledge, it's found only here. And there's a new din. Tosfos says this is such a din which has to be based upon a svara, otherwise it makes no sense unless you're by karka. And what's the svara? Says Tosfos. This is Tosfos Tanai after Kiyuma Adin Shaliach. Hova ma'isa kol kaf biyado shiyachol lekayim adei shaliach svaru yekim okein biyado l'shvuyei beit tano. It's in your hands. Whatever's in your hands, you can make it tonight. Whatever's not in your hands, chalitz is not in your hands. So then, it's not in your hands to make a tonight either. How much control do you have? And if it's not in your hands to make it tonight, lo yiskayim at tonight, ya ma'isa kayim. That's what he's saying. You need Adei Shliach. Tosus of Ayin Dalam and Aleph, Dibur Masil, Tanai. Fine. So, the question was raised, Tosus raised this question, Masechta Nozir, we saw yesterday and last week, that how can you have a Tanai in the situation of Nozir? By making a Tanai, the Tanai is that he wants to be a Nozir without keeping all the laws of Nozir. Make a deal with the Kodesh Baruch. Your Torah says a Nazir has various Yisurim. I'll keep some of them. So the Gemara discusses it as a possibility. In fact, Tosfos, the Nazirus cannot be done through a Shliach. Tosfos answers, well, the Korban can be brought through a Shliach. Yes, from Kivege, but yeah, we saw yesterday, but by Neder, Neder is no Korban, and still there's a Neder Alat Tanai. So we saw the Brisk Rav at the following fast, let me just review from yesterday a little bit. It's a fascinating idea. He says, you know, his father, Reb Chaim, said to yourself. Reb Chaim said that there's a concept called the Adon B'Shvua. It's a pasuk in Chumash and Parshas Vayikra. Kol HaShivat the Adon B'Shvua. Pratli Onus. Which teaches us, he is so gadol, that the definition of Das with respect to the Darim and the Zeris and Shavuos, all these things, is different. Rav Shech Tashnit, the quote of the Arachayim, and Parshas Niketz. It depends more upon the lave, it depends more upon what you're thinking, Kivali Boshavim, and therefore, you would not necessarily require the intricacies of the details of Mishpatei Atnoim as derived from Bnei God and Bnei Ruvein. That's required when it's a formal action. And we explained, again, I'm not reviewing the whole Shia, but part, bits and pieces of it. Like, why not your testament based Tanai Nusach? We saw the Lashon of the Tosfos at Rosh there. That which means, and the Brisker Rav explained at great length, as we saw yesterday with all the Raya's, that a Maisa is a Maisa Gomer, and the Tanai only controls the Chalos. If the Tanai is fulfilled, then it's Chal. If not, it's not Chal. But the Maisa is a Maisa anyway. For many Raya's, I'm not going to repeat the Raya's right now. My Rebbe, has exactly the same formulation. We got it from Reb Chaim. Fine. So you have a Maisa and a separate Kalos. Tanai Milsa Chritin. So therefore, in the case where the Gemara Adam said that they testified on a Shtar, but it was on a Tanai, so the testimony remains intact. The Maisa, Shtar, whatever maybe Mechira is valid. Just that the Kalos never takes place. Because that's conditional. So we explained based on the Tosaf Nun Vavam and Alf. I'm not going to read it again. We already read it a couple of times. which tells Esa Kasha. A guy makes it makes it tonight in an inappropriate way. It doesn't satisfy all the details of when they go to Bnei Reuven. Frank Tosis, he doesn't want it to happen. So why is it happening against his will? Tosis says, if it were not for the Bnei God of Bnei Reuven, no tonight would ever be, would never work. The mice would be chal with or without the Kima tonight. Why? Oh, tonight Mil Sachriti. Was it Moshe gave one more time? The guy has a car. He steps on the gas of the car. And he's pressing the brakes to try to stop it. But the brakes are broken. He runs it, car goes right into the wall. I don't want to go to the wall. What do you mean you did? Put in the gas. Yeah, but I try to break it. Yeah, but your brakes have a leak. Standing over here. You wanted to do a Maisa, Kiddushin, Gittin, Mechira. You wanted that. You wanted to do. You wanted to break it with a Tanai. Break with a B-R-E-A-K. To stop it if the condition is not fulfilled. But you... The brakes have a leak. They didn't do it according to the Bnei Reuven rules. But mainly, you run into the wall. That was the mashal I had given years ago. Fine. Oh. So now, so we've mentioned yesterday the Brisker Rav's beautiful answer to Chivegas Kasha in this Sefer Nozer, Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Reb Chaim gave his teretz, so the Brisker Rav says that my father's teretz, again, it's all for the ksavim, it's hard to know how we phrase it, but the teretz that Reb Chaim gave, that's very, very good in the case of Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. What's that? Gave it a neder. If I'll wash, then it should be chal. If I won't wash, then it won't be chal. So their Tosfos teretz wouldn't apply. So there he said Reb Chaim's teretz would apply. The other mishua pratle onus, pratle this, pratle that, and therefore, if you did not have a kiyama tanai, it's the whole maisa, if you will, if you use that expression, the maisa neder, not the chalos neder, the neder itself never really got off the ground, because neder depends upon the lave, neder depends upon the das, a whole different concept than we're talking about kiddush gittin and mechir. Oh, so the question is, so why did Tosfos give up Chaim's teretz? Chaim's teretz is so gevaldik. Oh, the Torah is the reason of Chaim Avada. Avada can't go to this group of Chaim. Avada of Chaim's right. But Torah's case is a different case. Not if this, then another bichal, if that, it won't be chal. There, Chaim's teretz works. Torah's in a case where you are trying to change the nature of Naziris. The Kivayi, when it was so bold as to suggest, after the dog we saw on the screen yesterday, that in such a situation, nothing to do with when they go to Bnei Reuven. The Goyim and Reuven were trying to get a part of Eretz Yisrael on the condition they would go fight. If yes, yes. If no, no. But changing the nature of an institution which exists has nothing to do with the laws of Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. The Brisker Rav says it's the only problem. It's against the Mefurash of Gemara. Gemara is a Masechta Bava Metzia of Tzadi Dal and Al, which seems to say that you want to make a changing institution of Shmira. You're a shomer chinam. You want to be chayv and onsen. You're a shomer, you want to be potter and anonsen. Whatever, you want to just change the rules around. And the one seems to indicate that's connected to Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. The whole sukkah second one of Tzadi Dalet. There, it's a difference. It's changing the nature of the institution that's found in the Torah. Not if yes, yes. If no, no. No, you're going to be a shomer. You're going to be a nozen no matter what. Just playing with the rules a little bit. Right? A little manipulation. I'll be putter from the obligation of not going to the cemetery. I'll be putter from onsen. Whatever changes you want to make, or maybe you hide yourself more. Whatever change you want to make. Oh. So there, Briscoe of such a prime sore is inoperative. Doesn't work. This kind of a change has to be made with the conditions of Bnei God of Bnei Reuven, contra to Rabbi Kivayi. So for that, therefore, Tosfos and Noz did not give a prime teretz. And they gave their own teretz. We don't fully understand it. What's a korban do with anything? But we call it a balabatnish. It's not a brisket teretz. It's a balabatnish teretz. And for Biki Vegas Kasha, oh, here Reb Chaim's teretz is going to work. That's another if yes, yes, if no, no. Before I go further, I want to tell you another teretz Reb Chaim. We both printed it in the old stencils. Except those old little stencils and bibliograph. And those are Yud Aleph. They said a different word. Reb Chaim said, because Tosfos is far here and Afayin Dal is not a part of the Dorah. In other words, why can't you make a shliach? There could be different reasons why I can't make a shliach. In the case of chalitza, for example, I can't make a shliach. We're explaining the pshat why, because It's not in my hands. The action itself creates the heter l'shuk. Not that I'm doing it. Not required by getting to the brisk l'shuk. It's not my das, but just kavana. I do an action, happens by itself. Like Reb Chanan's example of shechita. It happens by itself. I'm not so much in control. Says Reb Chaim in essential, the reason why there's no shlichus when it comes to nedarim is completely different. I'm in full control. Only one problem. And then it has to be with your mouth. You can't speak saying your statements can't be mechayim me. It's a technical chasar. It's not a lumdish chasar. It's a class of brisk lumps. A lumdish chasar means for which reason? I cannot make a shliach. That will prevent me from making it tonight. A purely technical reason. The reason why there's no shlichus when it comes to a nether is purely technical. Not that I'm not in control. I'm in full control. But I can't say, you say for me, Arei Zelai, Kodem Zelai. It doesn't work. It's a technical matter. I have to say it for myself. Follow me? So it's only a technical shortcoming. It doesn't exhibit any lack of my control. It's no problem. I'm going to skip now to the very end of the sugya. To kind of the same as so. It says over here, Iske Shavayas Ladadi wants to know how can Bia, that he can't do it through a Shliach, and yet can have it tonight. We saw the Gemara, some of Harini Bo'alayach, I'm not sure it's Abba. Tosis answered, Iske Shavayas Ladadi. There are two pshat in this Gemara. You have to look in all the sources to see. If you look carefully, some of the Achronim say pshat over here like this. The fact that they can go kedusha bia either shliach, we understand very well, it's not shayach. It's completely impossible. It's a tactical problem. The bia has to be by the baal, not by somebody else. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's absurd to even think about it, you know, from our perspective. But it doesn't indicate a lack of control of kedusha. So the iska shavar study means that a man is in full control of kedusha. The institution of kedusha is something that's full control of, as opposed to chalitza, which is not in control. It's not his das, his kavana, it does an action. No. Here's full control. The fact that he cannot, so he can do kesef, ayadei shliach, he can do shtar, he can't do bi ayadei shliach for obvious reasons. It's impossible that his Reuben wants to marry Maria Rachel. Say, Shimon, do me a favor, you do bia for me, be my kedusha bia. It's absurd in his face, it's ridiculous. But it's only a technical shortcoming. So it's a technical shortcoming, but the institution which is going to take effect is marriage. And marriage is something which is in the control of the Baal, therefore you can make it tonight. That's quite Iska Shavayas Ladadi. You can make it tonight only on Kiddushin Kesef and Kiddushin Shtar, but also you can make it tonight on Kiddushin of Biyam. Let's take a look a little bit and see if we can find this Yisod in the words of some of the Mepharshim. Just to see if we can. Try this. Maybe we'll see. Oh boy. And what O's to use? Let's guess. Because of that, hopefully, we'll be able to figure it out. Ayin Hey, not bad. That's where we're on Ayin Dal, right? So who wants to give a guess how far back to go? 10? Ayin Dal. Oh, we'll have to go with this stuff. Let's just take our chances. Obviously, Armenian, but to get the one we want. He first asks the same question. Why Lamahanech Shlichus Mechalitza? Why should I be Gerishim? Chaim was the Racha was the Ruah, as you said yesterday, mentioned the Shidduch of Betzes. Dumidiyibu. So you said the Shidduch of Betzes, and then I do a Kamer Rashi. What's the same exact swear over here? Oh, Shema, the Shidduchot, so Nalo Me'al Raglo. Factor Bechonin, not a Kroya Seret in Akashlichus, doesn't understand why. I gave you my chat. My mitzvah is based upon mitzvah. I'm glad we saw this inside. You understand what I was looking for. Let's see the next one.
Ah, shlich of the mitzvah. This is what I told you. My words. Shlich of the mitzvahs. This I think from the Marach or Zeruah. Shafresh is true, but it could be shlichas. The mitzvah is to tak in Aisa. Shlichas kotshin. Shlichas nishchat. Kiddushin. Mishim kudeshes. Gerushin. Kiddushin. Zimak. Tzvillim vitzitzis. Achilas matzah. Sukalulam. Lashach shlichas. Why? When the Iker is told so as a maizah, it could be shlichas. When the Asiyah Atzim is a goof of mitzvah, not shlichas. So I miss about by shlichas baravera. Okay, this is not what I'm looking for. I'm just mentioning in passing until I find what I want. I hope I find it. I hope so. Oh, here it is. Iskar shavaya sadod. Hikshar v'kiv eger. Nelev b'biya. The shayat na'agam heged lo'ev shal kaim shlichas. Ha'lorin bo la'echam ashir tzavu. We saw the Gemara. So he says, pshat is, kiddush nafshad e shliach. The Gemara is blush nafshad like Rashi. What's Rashi? Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi does not give this love to Shateris. Iska Shavayas, take a look at the Rashi, please. Iska Shavayas. V'hoysel ish achet dvorm chavdalem, kol avayas kiddushin b'mashma kestev shtar b'ya, ki yeged v'mahani tunai v'kiddushin kestev shtar, efshad e shliach, v'anayim b'biya. It's not logic. This is just, we'll call it a kind of a gzeres and kosum. Okay, you're not going to be logical. Don't be logical. Oh. Hold on. Oh. Here we go. The last line. Oh, Apirish. The Mehakesha Yafina, the Bia Greda, he mice the kidney of a Kesha Vishtar. Whom a male again, Kedusha Bia, Evsha Lishliach. No. He's not saying what I want him to say. I guess he didn't say what I want him to say. Okay, so I give up. No. Okay, good. We tried. Let's go out. Good. But that's the Yisod. If Elchanan said it, didn't quite say it, the part is, you need Aydei Shliach, because to enable it tonight, that shows you're in charge. So Kiddush is also, it's a technicality. I'm comparing Kiddush Bia to the case of Reb Chaim's other teretz when it comes to tonight on Nazir. Namely, the fact that you cannot do it through a Shliach, the pure technicality, does not indicate that you in some way are unable to control the situation. The pure technicality. Let's read the Meiri's Lashon over here. That's what he has to say about Gemara.
Why did the Gemara give that as the answer? Why did we need Iska Shavayas Ladad?
Sorry?
Why did the Gemara give that as the answer?
That's what it means.
Iska Shavayas
means. Iska Shavayas means that this. I'll give you a contrast. It means at the bottom line is the same. There's no difference in the at the end of the day, the marriage, the marriage is identical whether it was happens to start off with Kedusha Kesef or Kedusha Shtar Kedusha Bia. That's what we're assuming. Now there are others who disagree because of Yokasha. They say Kedusha Bia is different. They're rugged each other about that. That's old interesting ideas. Kedusha Bia is different fundamentally than Kedusha Kesef and Shtar. That's what Joe says. In fact, why do we want to get that Terence? But they were saying that's exactly what the Gemara Terence is. Two different ways to read the Gemara. Let's see what the Meiri said about this and see if we can glean anything from his Lashonus. Sometimes they added a word, a phrase, which makes it a little bit easier to understand. Afal pisha kedusha bia yev shal kaim alay de shliach utnai abo alayim tnai bol shem kedusha ladas ken the master b'shas bia lo ha ish avayis adad. What does that mean? The kedusha kezda b'shtar shal ladas shliach, and therefore what? Sounds like you're saying that the bottom line is the same.
A little bit.
So now on both sides, we have a problem. The Meiri raises this problem, which I want to discuss right now. The Meiri says, Afal Bihu Dinat Nalo Nemu Valmanas. Right? What's the Lashon of the Gemara? Look inside. What did it say? Chalot slamanash in the Mitzrayim Zuz. Amanas. He holds a call to Om Amanas. Go Amei Achshav Dami. That's a Gemara. And the Rambam says Amei Achshav only Kedushin only permission for that Tzvah because he has to Neshir. So the question, what do you need it for over here? Zok the Helig Amiri. Afkan lo nema Amanas bedavka el Belashon Im. Im, which means will be chal later on, and therefore. Look what I wrote in the third paragraph of Kiddush. And again, the big fight, Rabosai, tonight Almanas, let's be more explicit, is it required tonight, Kofel, etc. Says the Mir, Machlokos HaTanoim. The Rambam writes to Machlokos HaSugyus. Okay? And Rabbi Basuk of Chavov, I believe. Keep this in mind, Rabosai. This Me'iri is a little bit difficult for me to understand. Oh. So, but in order to explain this, I want to read you a few words from the Briskerov. You may recall, at the end of yesterday's shiur, we were discussing the Briskerov's Mahalach over here. The Rambam said in Hilchos Yibum, we saw yesterday, that the reason why there's no Tanai when it comes to the question was, they should have said, because less of the shlichus, less of the tnai. Why is it something different? So the Magen Mishnah says, there's a case, an interesting case. They try to fool the guy. The Gemara says, now here, now that, if you try to fool him by saying, do chalitza, thereby you'll be married. That's taka no good. You didn't have an intention to release her. But the Yerushalmi is a real duping case. You tell him, you do chalitza, and thereby you will release her. And after you release her, you'll be able to marry her. You don't want to go, you don't want this quasi-marriage, you want a real marriage. To release her, it's not true. Once, so they fooled them with the facts. Says the Yerushalmi, the chalitza works. Why? The Tos Gemura. They said they gave him wrong facts. They told you, do chalitza, and you'll be able to remarry. You know, says Rav Elvo, the reason why that chalitza is good is because when it comes to chalitza, there's no din of tos. What does it mean, no din of tos? Tos means there's no das. All you require is kavana. Kavana is just the basic idea. This is release her. I express the wrong facts. Doesn't matter if it's the wrong facts. That's the Magad Mishnah goes from Yerushalmi right on that Rambam. Oh, so in order to explain that then, that's nothing to do with Tanai. No Tanai over there. Explain that then, Rambam had those, end with those four words, quote unquote. Again, Rambam says, Bishum Mishinuskaven Lachlot Slo. And Revelvel quotes the Torah in Yavamas Kufdal we saw yesterday. When it comes to Chlitza, a God of Omer Al Gaba works. Doesn't work for Gittin, doesn't work for Kiddush. What's a Ksivas again? What a Ksivas again, Chlitza will come in? You don't need Das. Das is a higher level of that you're creating it. When it's kavana, you do a certain action, a certain kavana, and the Torah says it works. Not that you're doing it; it happens by itself. The Shema and the Get and the Chalitza, so it happens by itself. A different. Okay. And this is the Briskerov's expression in explaining what this is all about. And again, I want to tell you, it's not his own words. I'm being careful. Briskerov is very medayik and safer. This is Talmidim wrote this. Okay, Talmidim wrote this. It's called Hecha the Tali Bidas, Ein Maisa Cher, Shadow the Cotton Clum, Flomahani Masha Cher, and Balam the Mosa. Oin is Kavana la Maisa. God will have to give you Kavana, get the Shema, or a Chalitza, you don't need Das by them. Because when he does by, here's a Briskus, Lo Shai, Alek Shech, Alek Shech, who owes there? Or who am I there? Who am I there? He does by them. Chalitza, Ein no Matir also. Who owes the rock maisa chalitza? Vachalitza materis. Sort of by itself. Therefore, they're different. So when he's the matir, the din bailim. He does bailim. Chalitza is not a bailim. You don't need that bailim. You need kavana. Oh, Golom of Gav is going to work. And then there's no din of toes. Toes is the das of the toes. You don't need das at all. Oh, the mela, the maisa, that's not kavana. So therefore, the Rambam says,
If you say, give me 200 zuz, and you don't give it, this kavan lachlatzlo. Less of a shtich, less of a tanai. I read his words. Hainu, dimidin tos, harelo shayv bachalitza, el dimikomakom, midin tanai, lo tea maisa kayemes. Al zekomar, the tanai, lo shayv bachalitza, mish is less of a shlichus, rabosai. So it's svei dinin. The tanai won't work, it's because less of a shlichus. That tos won't work, is because all you need is kavana, and you don't need das. Okay, so far I will say, so good. Now, let's go a little bit, take it one step further. Me'achshav according to the Rambam does not require mishpatei atnoyim. Sapta b'rizkarov, chalitza lo i'em shalasosa sheyochol li'achash yiskayim atnai. Why? He gives a lovdusha reason. If a chalitza, asiyas ha'maisi yamateretz v'enka chalos chalitza. A chalos you can postpone, you can make additional. A ma'aseh you can't give me a little shechita today, not to be chalta tomorrow. If you didn't take it, you're only going to avail it. It's ridiculous. You can't do it. I'll go even a little bit further than when it comes to chalitza. We should apply the principle we call kol so kinyano. Remember that we had a few times. That pay base. Let's turn a few pages just to refresh your memories. On that pay base, we saw a little bit yesterday in the Rambam that we saw on the screen. Something has to take effect. There has to be a remnant of the action when it's going to take effect. For example, the Gemara says, Meshicha, Lecha Meshach Parazu, halfway down. Lo tiknu lecha el alacha shloshim yom. Right? So in some cases it's going to be good, not going to be good. Omer lekni me'achshav, hold on, Omer lekni me'achshav. So therefore, it's only going to work, this Kenyan, if it's retroactive. Because then, at the time that it worked, it worked. But it's not going to be taking effect for 30 days, so then it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So Tosis comments over here just briefly. Tosis, when it comes to Kesef, it can be Chal later on. Even if it's say Me'achshav, why? Second wide line. The Kesef Vare Lo Be'ina Me'achshav Shem Lo Tiskadish Lo Lechayev Asashalim. Have a Ki'ilu HaKesef Be'en. It's as if it's there. As if it's there. As if it's there. Shtar. So shtar, you need me'achshav. The next to the last, chubby line, not the widest. Shemi yover ha'shtar, yikorel, yiva ola b'shatz kniya. Then it won't work. But this is the Yisoda Bosa, we call this kol so kinyana. Every chalitza, it's done is done. Like chalipin. Kim chalipin yachazman. Because it's kol so kinyana. He had to. So this Meiri is very schwer. The Briscoe doesn't know about the Meiri. They didn't know about the Meiri. They never heard of the Meiri. My Rebbe hardly ever bought the Meiri. Initially, you can't even trust the Meiri because it was lost in the Ksav Yad. I'm not going to go into that whole parsha right now. But the Meiri says you can have it. We saw it on the screen. We laugh. And the Briscoe says it's impossible. So tonight, the Chalitza don't be Me'achshav. And Me'achshav don't be Sfeyat Tanoim. So what are we talking about? Chalitza has no toast. So the Rambam says, a different reason. That's the real reason. Because you need only kavana. And he didn't mention the idea of less of a shlichus. You know why? Why is that so? Because it's all me'achshav. I the Gemara. No. HaGemara ksubas goes according to the man of the Yomar. Me'achshav requires mishpatei atnoyim. This is not such a brisker, this is a stickle of pupil. Usually the briskers don't do these things, but it's a brilliant idea. The Gemara goes, the man that me'achshav requires mishpatei atnoyim. So less of mishpatei, less of atnoyim. We paskin, it does not. Rabbi passes not. Elabai, it's me'im. Because the word by chalitza, kolsa kinyana. Comes to me'achshav, you don't need to say that you need to go to the negro of the root. It's Gemara shalom kalom. It's fascinating. If you don't want to look up later, it's in this edition. It's go to page Lamed Hey Lamed Vav in the Sefer Chidush HaGriz of Masechet Nazir on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. This is a fascinating idea. Fascinating. He has a little bit of a kasha. A little bit of a kasha he has. A little bit of a kasha. But what's the Ritzkov saying over here? Listen carefully. Me'achshav, not just Rabosai, as the Rambam said, you don't require the rules and regulations of Negadim Neruim.
get an impression that from here, that when it comes to Me'atshav, it's impossible to utilize the rules of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. Because Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, like in the case in the Torah HaKadosha, if you go fight, you'll get the East Bank. If you won't go fight, you get the West Bank. So there, that's when the laws of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, the whole system worked out by the Torah HaKadosha. When it comes to Me'atshav, no. Me'atshav is a do or die right now. No, later on. Now, it's too retroactive. So the laws of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven won't help. Won't help. So therefore, it's going to come out that it's impossible to utilize the laws of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven when it comes to Chalitza. It's always Me'atshav. All you're left with is the Nudin of Tos, and there's no Tos because, as we said before, you need Kavan, you don't need Das. That's how the Briskov seems to be saying. He says he's just wondering a little bit, a little Tzorach Bir, he has a little expression, why didn't the Rambam mention the rules of less of a shlichus, less of a tnai? He should have mentioned it, the Gabe Shar Dvar. Shar Dvar. I don't know what the Shar Dvar is. Any other thing with less of a shlichus? Maybe it's a kind of a din which cannot... does not require a das, nafkaf kavana, can happen later on. Maybe, I have to go through, I'm not sure what other means, other things are in that category. Oh. But the Meiri is a little bit shver, I have to call Sukinyono. That's a big problem.
They really disagree. I mean, the Meiri is saying if it's wholly within his control and you can't objectively perform the condition, then there are two possibilities. Either the agreement is void, because he set up a condition that only he can fulfill, so therefore he's not agreeing in the first place. Or you have chalitza, where it's not mabakel. He doesn't explain why.
Right.
But I don't think he disagrees.
Maybe you're right. This is what I told you already last year. I want to listen. Look at this. Yud Beis Menachem of Tarchatz, 1938. Moshe was relatively new in this country. I think he came in 1936 or 7, right? Something like that. How much came? Right? Look at the history books. Around that time. Later. He says, Hikshli ha-bocher ha-choshev ma'od. Ha-chocha v'sholim mar Eliyo Moshe Shizkal Shlita. Who ended up being his son-in-law. And I just found out that this past Shabbos.
His daughter passed.
Right. This is the Almona. She was Almona for 40 years. Rebbe said, Faya Shizkal was Rav Moshe's oldest child. Just lifted her. Must have been in her 90s, I'm assuming.
92.
Just now, the Bible was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. The Bechut is the one who told me about it.
Yeah.
They told me about it yesterday morning.
His mom was very friendly
with him. Best friends. The Shita Sarambam Perikvav Meishu Sarayil Hachu Yizayin. Shadine Tanai, Lo Nembu B'Tanai Demi Achshav. V'yein Tzorach Lichbol Atanai, Lo Lahaklim Atanai, Ala Maisa Mishum Dosovid Lo Yafinim in the family of Gomer Ruben. Ela Tanai Din Shu Shetochol HaMaisa Chalikshay Yikayim. Him Kain. Right? So far, so good. In Cain, my time alekach mechalitza af tnei demei achshav. Why? The mefurish b'ksuba shom, the ein moel b'chalitza tnei, the chalotz lo al menas, shetit the Messiah and Zeus, av shal menas, the gomei achshav. The Miri's kasha. Can you imagine a young man sitting in the Lower East Side, was Mechavet and Amiri's kasha? Isn't that a Pella? I wonder if Kubimir wasn't even printed in 1938. Wouldn't surprise me. I had to go a little check the dates.
Yeah, you're right.
Check it out. Yeah. Wasn't until the 60s. Yeah, a lot of stuff. Yeah. All right, hold on. Oh, here, Moshe is. I think it's Rav Shisko himself is. The Gamal Shaya Klau Bechalitza Tnai Deim. The Hu Shetokol Lekshay Iskayim Achazman. The Kvokol Sochalit Soso. This is against the Miri. The Miri says it works with him. I thought Rav Shizkel was right. Can't work by him. It's Kol Sekinyono. Chalitza is a one-time thing, but a time to the Chal, when you give the 200 zuz a week later, the medium of Kinyon is ancient history. Rabbanu Shalom, what a great kash. Hey, Shafti. What about my chance? Ksubas it's Mar Aranyan. You have to be careful, Rav Moshe, what he says, and have to try to figure it out. Ksubas Nunvav, they asked the Kasha. It's good Chazara for us. We saw the Tosfos. You want to look at it inside, if you prefer seeing it in text, open the Daf Nunvav, you'll see it there. You want to know, Rav Moshe reformulated Tosfos Lashonos. Master Mashakosa Betorja to know bottle, Al Kaponimista, Shivhe of Sherksus Fiona, Lotemikudeshis, who my time to know bottle, the Kavanosa. Al Kaponimo, Ain Lor Rotson, be offered as a disguise though. He doesn't want to marry a wife who has to support him. He's a wise guy. He wants to marry a wife he won't have to support. So he made her a deal. We made a deal. I'm giving you a rat, which was even Tabazu, right? No, I guess it's not called the Maisa. Im, and I said, Im Taskimi, Shani Lo Eschayev Kla Lo Besherksus, or let's see what I don't know. Sherksus. In other words, you're independently wealthy lady. I'm broke. There are many such weddings. Man's broke and the girl's wealthy. She makes I'll marry you on the condition I don't have to pay, I don't have to support you. So boys, what's the sock? He's married, he has support. Hey, he never agreed to this. Took discussion in love, we saw yesterday. That's my gas in the brakes, Marshall, right? He agreed to the man. Territory. The Lochidish Hatar Beg of a Ruven Chemol tonight have a mean the shum time about some ice. And the sky shall mohe Hossam, Shem asked the Shikos of the Torah. Chor Tamua, Ma Tikim is it? What do we answer? Ha Koponim, Ein Lo Rotzen, Ve'echayin Orim Kach. What do we answer? So, Lomar, the Tamo, the Ensvara Lomar, She Yuchal, Lassos, Maise, Kiddushin, Umecher, Ve'chadoma, Lahol, Rakafi, Ritzon. The Ein Miyoda, Shalo Adam, La Shanos, Koach, Vedini, Amaise, Shinasa, Bechol Ofer. Where do you get this power from? She asked Rakafim Shahurot. And the Rosan should serve Bechol Maisa Rak Sheyas Yasso Maisa, the Oz Moel Kidina Maisa Shibachal Ofen. Where do you get the power from? Lachenu, Af Achashid is Kadesh din Tanai, Af Nishadesh Yokol Odom Lassus Maisa Acheres, the Tanai Shul Maisa Levatla Maisa Kinyan the Kadomash also. Ukumo Shesh be Maisa Gerish in the get, co op Levatalicious, the Kanalabo. Kimoke. Yes, Koach for Maisa Tanai, Levatala Maisa Kiddushin, Shaosagana Mafreya Bechamacho Maisa. Ava Maisa Kiddushin, Vechadoyme, Shaosav, Lona Shtana, Bechocho Klum, Batanai. What's he saying? Tanai Mil Sachrita. The Kevin Shet Tanai, who Maisa, look at the word he uses, Achriti. I'm sure Moshe had in mind the Gemara, you testing, I didn't call it, right? Achriti, we have Achriti. So I'll listen to those. Try to paraphrase the Gemara. If they atzma, nicho mashe shayach dini b'tnai, eich b'asoso, kevin shu maisi b'fnei atzma, v'lo gilu da'ashen v'sfratza. V'kpida Torah b'maisi atnai, she'et kofol, the brakes have to work, v'chol hilchos tnai, k'ni b'tzinu v'nei gadov nei ruven, k'shachos sech min adinim eno maisi chashuva shetucha levat le maisi ha'kiddush, he says the mamash mark, except for gas and brakes, he's saying the same thing. Am I right? I think so. It's 1938, Rav Moshe, that's when Fashinska was a bocha. He's there. Listen to what Moshe goes to say. Look, yesh tam god l'shi a rambam. The old kolshkein. The ma'im shadai lo nasa klum. Enu yochel levat levat tonight. Shen a kofel v'shar dinim kolshkein shenasa. This is the Brisker Rav's question. My Rebbe's question. What's his answer? L'fiz anich. L'chor yikshe. The vade b'mekadosh shliach shlosh ein tzorach l'chos tonight. Why? Lomotzinu ze. That's the Rambam. That was what Brisker made a whole big deal yesterday. But Mekadesh Li'acha Shloshim. Not on tonight. I'm marrying you today. Today is what? Chof Zayin Shvat. Effective Chof Zayin Odom. No conditions. Says Rav Moshe, in that kind of a case, you don't need a chos tonight. Lomotzinu ze. No conditions. Okay, my time. What's the difference? Complicated story. So what's that kashloshim? Tzorach loma. The Balaach HaShloshim, Shein Atolah B'maisa, En Shayach Loma, She'osa She'ilu HaKidushin Kefi Ritzono. Loka Koach Maisa Kedushin. And the Shebiyod Olasos, She'chalos To'eles Maisa Kedushin, Achazman, Be'o'eh She'rotza. Okay, the Be'etzen Koach HaKidushin, Eno Mishana, Tu B'chol Kocho, Ach She'yezeh HaGos Ma'akovo. He didn't change the nature of the man. He just said, it's delaying its effectiveness for a month. Avok shetol ben meiser nimtza she'osa meiser kiddushin she'ilu lo rak efi akor hakiddushin in the Torah akdosha ela kirtso no haino shelo ben meiser kiddushin tiskadeshto ela gam ba'od meiser shehi yo acherem yasu v'zein yichol lasos. You can't do that. And it's written on the Maisa tonight, official Maisa, the Maisa Kedushin, so the Maisa Zu, Sorach Lilchus Tanaka the Beyart. VMK, watch this now, let's go slow. Lo Shayach Ze, El Bilichishetite, what will be effective later on. Abba Mayachshav, Shem Tite, Mikudesh Mayachshav, Hare Yev Shalomar, Shem Maseo, Benesina Samasayim Zuz, who owed Maisa. No. Tim Kane, the wise to Miss Kadesh to me, Acho. Shall die alone. Lo Nosno. A wise to Miss Kadesh to Shatitan. Shall never go Maisa Dido. Uba Korchov and Shayach Maseo la Maisa Kiddushin. Vize. Shimlo Titan Mahani Levatla Kiddushin. Mukhroch and Loma. To me, Tam Acher. Begeder Mekaf Toast. Mamish, my Rebbe's words. When my Rebbe said, I thought it was so radical. So radical. I heard it from my Rebbe, I think it was 1970. Moshe already said it, and I didn't know about it, in 1938. Rebbe was saying the Meyachshav was like a toast. The Briskov did the same thing, but he didn't use the words like a toast. But Moshe and my Rebbe said the same thing. Like a din toast. Like, not exactly. The Vada, she did make a toast, come on, nimsa mum, and make a hovi isha. Hoya bottle, afalo, chirish, din tanai, and come and go, and move him. Should the data, the achilo, was the clam, isa? Don't call Ella Mashu below Mo. Can be his nominas, cheat for Samsos. Have a etzlo, Nami can make up toes. Shall O'Connor, Ella Isha, Shall send us for Samsos. Fine, Gavaldic. Gavaldic. Okay, it's not a change in the Kiddushin. Shall we him, Loya make up toes, and Kiddushin Buchlotin, Bucholofen. Therefore, you don't need tonight. The Kalei Mekach Tos does not need a chidush of tonight. Gvaldik. Watch the punchline. Let me screw up. Okay, the Chalitza, She Chalitza Mutas, After Mekach Tos, Gomek Shero, Kagom. Shit also, She Cholanis, Ubalas Mum, Becholza, or the Yerushalmi's case. He fooled him that you can do Chalitza and he'll remarry her. Mekach No, that She Briya Shlema, ומדוק דגלוש של מות אייס ומטעם שקיימה של קופונים נסקבים להתיר בחליצה הוא מייס לחליצה שמו בכל אופן אף שויה טוס במה שנצרה צריך לעשות ולכן אף שבעומד תנאי דמי עכשיו אין לו הוויל מצד גדר זה דומקחתו שביארתי אלו של קופונים הוא לא להוויל מצד מייס לתנאי Shemo levatel ha'maisa chalitza. She also here's again to briskero. The vade lo gora me'achshav lo hol gamed in tonight. Me'histavim shuleach ha'shloshim shachas yikayim. So the briskero seem to be saying that it won't work. That the bnei god of the Reuven model cannot work by me'achshav at all. Can't. Ramosh says it can. The reason it doesn't work. Is because it's Efshar Dei Shliach. Nimtza. She'af v'chol mokom ein tzorach b'tanai de me'afshar v'hilchos tanai. Why? Because it's bottom of it in Tos. V'chalitza with Tos not mevatlet. You need it in of tanai. Moshe Farsh. See, these brilliant minds are working along the same lines. It's like the Rebbe Rav said, one exception. The Rebbe Rav said, he was explaining the Rambam against the Gemara that a Tanai of Im cannot work by Me'aksha. It doesn't work at all. But much thing it would have worked, save for the fact that it's the Efshar Dei Shliach. It's showing the brilliance of these, by the way, all related. Rambam was related to the Briskus, or to my Rebbe, was certainly related. And yeah, cousins, but the other side, my Rebbe's mother's side of the family. Whole of not going to the family tree right now. Fine. Rabosai, this is very, very important. Very, very, very important.
Oh. This din, though, is similar to a regular Kenyan. You buy a piece of real estate, you don't pay the price. You have the same rules.
Well, if you didn't pay the price, nothing happened at all, though.
No, you still have to undo the transaction.
That depends on how it's phrased. I think I told you once before. When I sell chametz on Erev Pesach, it's written in the document. Written in the document. It says over there that John Brown owes X dollars. It's written in. The non-payment of which will in no way affect the sale. It's external. Other cases, you don't pay, the car's not yours, or things of this nature. I don't want to try to get away from that.
Well, in the Gemara says you have a right to rescission. You can come back to undo the transaction
certain
if
cases.
The price is not paid.
Certain cases. Watch this.
It's very similar to what we're learning.
Watch this. Watch what's going on over here. Look carefully. They're both saying. Amazing. Oynig Yontif, talk about tzitzis with cherish and v'kotim, the godol ha-magabe. What? What is it with us? Remember what I said before? Mr. Rob about that goal works when it comes to Kavanah. Now when it comes to Das, understand what's going on over here. Only Yontif's a different part of the world, but he has something very similar. Look what he says. Watch. Quotes here, Vamas Kuvdalim. He's quoting from the Yisrael of Rashi. Watch this. Can't read the whole thing. It's going through these in Yonah that we spoke about until now. The balatzmo won't work. Why? The machshavas. One is a machshava hamora l'asiyas ha'maisa. Shutzarach lachshav b'dat alama who also maisa has os. Ika pulos adam adim ma'idei ha'maisa. Machshav amat Torah shen ha'maisa pavel asalim kein v'chashav b'dat l'b'shas ha'siyoso. Lama who also does it. V'yesh machshava. She be asked to go remes to poelas in your maisa. Baget, ain't she miscarriages, ella in my bal rotsa. And I met the difficult can I mocha look at rotsa, not a little bit. On the Torah, you have to have a certain action you have to do. Oh. God of God only works, but dovish ain't a kavana me etzema pula. Etzema pula ding my day maisa alone. Machshava, the horror is on the maisa. What's going on over here? God of God works. Like Siva Seva Torah, Siva Sova rather. When it comes to writing get lishma, fine. But Bala Magarish won't work because he's doing this. Is Mamish the same word, the same thing? So Gabi Chalitza Mahani Golam La Gavav. Afa Gadim Yin Kavanah Bechalitza Mikol Golam Mahani Golam Gavav. The Hosam Nami Ena Kavona Me Etzem Achalitza. And she tzarach lecham and lemal cholitz umachshava amor al amaisa. Aber ein pulas aheter aide etzem amachshava. And the Chalitza biyatz poelas. Hakavona Raksha Mechal Malcholitz. Meredith. This is exactly the verb which we said until now. Word for word. He wants to know where does this come from. Well, why? Why? Nich. Dakecha Debina Shir, it's the poacher of a Rotson, who make a Matir, going to be Gerishin, who we call the Das. He calls it Rotson. What's that mean? It came in Shayna Baal, Rotson, the Garashalam, and Ashatin, Lamasim Zos, and a Gerishin Chal Malanititin. Aber bechalitza, ein ha-rotzon me'etzem ha-matir, ki ma'chalitza ma'teres. But the mitzvah ha-chalitza, she tassa ka-kavona liptur, she kama l'ma'ose, and since the tzvah ha-chalitza ain't tanai, b'shem lesa b'shlichus, me'kavona nami lo shayach tanai, to mikom gom tachlis pulos oya l'shem p'tur. That's what he says, that the tzvah is nothing. Modol won't work by chalitza either, for that reason. Modol it knocks out the das, can't got the Doni Rotson. Doni Rotson, he's using different languages. But it's basically the same thing. This is not our engine right now, so it's a very long tshuva. All about tzitzis, but you see how things go from one engine to another. Second. So he said that God only works machshava shimora pula samaisa. Yeah, rotzim will work. What about tzitzis? He once said tviya b'tzitzis is called rotzim, and gadol will not work. That's not our idea. We're not looking at those tzitzis now. Whether he's right or wrong on that is beyond the shir. Okay, just wanted to show you how tzitzis can fit into chalitza. Sorry, his name. That's his in base. Gimel. Oh, neither chalitza is less of a shlichus. Big deal, whole thing. Tarsus asks, where did he get it from? Oh, see, shopping tuva. The mills of the less of a shlichus. The Torah she asks, who be atzmo dafka? Came and shapula niksheres bebalav kolkach. Ad she ain't a nasay de shlich. Ain chalbot nai dulz adam be rifyon uvetnai and tasekach mekach. And the came and shaso harehi. Osa pulasa bloshim tonight. The dafka bedavash yuchul imosa the shliach of begerishin. The came and sheyachol litena get ayde shliach. Pula os shein etzan the sinas get levado amatir. Kim the starfish ritzono. Who ritzono gam ken amatir. Shkpida Torah al shneiach yachad. You have to have a piece of paper which says it in a certain text. So therefore, you have to yohainu ritzono imas sefer. Lahachi yachol litena get ayde shliach. Came and sheyachol the garshim. Came and sheritzono. Who etzem hamatir yochel little spot tonight on the sky but tonight lo mehanin his again cloud the ritzono irak al tonight who ritzono who may etzem am meisa who mehanin tonight avo dova shein bo shlich us kemo chalitza who the os shah meisa ba'atza poelas ven ritzono me etzem am meisa rak am meisa shah chalitza nek shes with all of ad shi ba'atza poelas ta'atir but the bina shiach shah the poetry rak toz kavona shi chav the mashu osa dover. I gave him a mashal of shechita. Shechita, he paid me my salary. So it's going to work anyway. Meridik, meridik, meridik. And he goes on to other things which are not already in right now. Just wanted to show you, both sides, that these kudas, which we have quoted from brisker sources, are also found in Onigata, which is far from brisk. Right. Must be true. Saying from two different angles. Must be true. Must be true. I think it is true. So I was trained. Okay? Fine. Rabbi Sai, let's put this aside, this Indian, and go back to what was the part two of today's shiur. Okay. Rabbi Sai, we spent a lot of time on this. Part two of today's shiur. Those who are holding by the sugya, which we're learning now, you may remember we were discussing the sugya of Ein Adam Osa Bilaso Bilaslos. Let's see what the words are found for the first time. That ayin gimel amud aleph. Don't say the pshat is achul yachol etznoi. Rather say and adam osa bilaso bilas znus. Okay. So what does that mean? On a simple level, it means forget everything which came before. Now the new ma'isa kedushin. The ish nitzas bebiyin. A new ma'isa kedushin. Finished. New. Brand new. That's a positive pshat. Brand new. However. Not everybody learns that way. I just want to show you the Ran. The Ran is Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis in the old print. Those are the old print. This is a Chazara from last week, Rabbi Sain. It's an important Chazara. It's been a while since we quoted this Ran. Turn to Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. You have the old print. But the new print, you'll find it. Yeah.
Ran seems to say, Rabosai, that the definition of, I'm trying to find exactly the right line over here. It's on, and I'll show it to you. In my edition, which is page Sadi Vav, I can show it to you. I don't know how to find. Those who have my edition, it says Umiyu, the second Umiyu on Sadi Vav. Those are the old edition. It's towards the beginning of Lamed Gimel in the base, towards the very beginning, in the Ram. Umiyu, he says, Vadai Tzorach Adavol Amro. It's a new paragraph in our print. He says, the Farsh Veloma, the Mishum De Ein Adam Osa Bilas O Bilas Nus Achulei Achlet Etznoi V'nis the Mekudesh the Mishan Rishona V'kon Tza Achsho Meir De Gavor. In other words, who's arguing? Rav said Ein Adam Osa Bilas O Bilas Nus, as opposed to another possibility of a chulei achlet etznoi. Might not give me this atosis. Nafkamina would be what will happen if there was a nisuin without a bia. So if you hold a chulei achlet etznoi, even without a bia, you hold it versus us, it's only mochel etznoi. So his bia shouldn't be an illicit bia. That's the Ran's pshat, it's against the Pasha pshat. Not that the pshat is a new marriage right now. The old marriage works. Having said this, Rabbi Osai, let's turn to an amazing tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda was the Gadol Hador in his day. Evan Ezer, I can't see. Here it is. A long tshuva. Can't read the whole thing, but we'll start from the back. Go up. Okay. Watch this. Kama Marti la halacha v'lo l'maisi. He's the God of the door, and even he shows that the adiva is about the God. He's the God of the door. He can say what he wants. Halacha v'lo l'maisi. Ad kan lo minan kiddush al t'nai bo al stam. Tamina machla le t'noi al sugyam. Ela hechla she'ein shum hefshin la'abal bozeh. You know what's going on? Amazing kiddush, an awesome kiddush. That perhaps we should limit cases and everyone else knows when you lose nothing by it. When we lose nothing. The ksubo lesla. Kimavua b'perek ha'madle v'mishlayin b'ezim in b'ez. There's no ksuba. Take a look in the third narrow line. When he hits the pirish, lo tema tama the rab came in nichasa the kinsa. Alpha gab lo bol achal itznoi. Tetzricha get umiyuk suba vade lesla. Suba the fish. Ela tama shem elas nos, etc. Again, a whole discussion. So the guy gets away with murder, this man. Why should I have znus? I'm about to be married. I lose nothing. Can my hefsid yeshlo mechavim the kiddushin, gibur? When I'm installed, I'll kill the bina znus, bechina. For nothing, I should have to znus. Why should I do znus for nothing? The guy was there, rak suffix, shem abit, like a gibur, b'shulchan aruch, simulam al-chesif, lam al-hei. Simulam al-chesif, lam al-hei. Think about some machlokas we saw this in the Ran Barichas last week. That is it vade mekudesh or only sari mekudesh? He says only sari. I will heichel. She yesh lo hefsin. Do I mean it came? Yim came. Catch this now. If a isha hisni says it tonight, v'chakach nivel astam chidish bombshell chidish. Lo armina chazaka and a isha also bilos his nus. Uvistam achil tonight. No. Hecha de isla hefsin.
Vule mechshem mechana she mefsed. Why? She ain't neseras al kol adam. She's stuck for life with this guy. Ma sheken biish, ain't no neser. Rak bekrov osel. Rak reir of yodik achshana. You can take and marry any other woman you want. Av shemot sina v'simul lamed chesiv lamed zayin v'sof asif. Gabay tnai dido. Shim kin so stam. Mistoma machal etnoi. Dion is daiti. Zekoi asof hasif. The Omer Habal Shadayan wrote to the Kaim Atnai Vulitin Masayim Zuz. The Shomer Shias Achazman Shebezeh Belav Hochi Asur Lecholodom. Why? Because it may be Kaim Atnai down the road. Raksha calls for Nolav Igeres Merit. That means he's rebelling. He's not in Schaiv Mazonos. Hare Gabay the Mechilas Atnai Yishto Viesh the Mazonos. Can Enem have said us? She's losing nothing. Rabbeinu mistama machlo. After mavsedas in yeshiv lo machlo im yavos kona sheitan enes kukul lachlots. Lemarbe lo achet and no brothers. Well, she has children. Well, she's not worried about that. She'd rather be machlo than tonight. Have a ksubim. And what's the big deal? He'll give a chlitza yibum. Amazing words. Amazing. 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 What is going on over here? The Noda Behuda. Mind boggling. Mind-boggling. If this is true, I want to say a chiddush. Ad kan another bihud. Here we go. He's saying the chiddush. You may remember, Abosai, a long time ago. Watch this. He was it. We learned that Mem Zion. Right when we started this in Yonim, the very first thing we told is Tarsus. Ela Meyati, Yavama Shafim, Bibashchin, Tegla Belo Chalitza, that did the Hachilo Kinshin Afsha, Meikara, Tavla Mesa. So by Mumar, there's no one on Sade, no Nikom is we don't want anyone to go near Mumar. So the Belo Chalitza. He says, what are you talking about? It's been a Nisuin. Been a Nisuin, Rabosai. Nisuin is an Asmilas Nus. No. No kasha, and he didn't ask for the kasha. Let's go. What's the shot over here? Here's the word. Hi, Agamara, Perakamadir. And with those nus, nus shver shver shver. What is the answer? The gabe di da came and the isla hefsa the zaka lemumar lo armin and chazaka zulamachol etnai. That's one answer. Second answer is Beis Shmuel. Tanai says not be lesnus. Why not? I told you. Rabosa, we just spoke recently about the Rambam Shita of living with a woman without benefit of marriage. It's only losiyak if it's premeditated. You planned it. He didn't plan it. He wanted to be married. She wanted to be married to have 10 kids. Never HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going that way. They have no children. And the marriage may be undone if he dies with no children. But in real time, it's not considered bias nus. She's already 75 years old, not any more children. So what? She may die before him. He may give her a get on his deathbed. So we'll come to a bittul. Meir dikavart. That or that. Wow. 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 So he wants to be make halacha lemaisa to have what we call a kiddush al tanai only in this case. Which case? Where she is going to lose by being skukal to Yava. So either that shot of the Beis Shmuel's trap, as we said before, it's not a bit that's at all, either way. But you cannot extrapolate from here to every single case of a Tanai. No, wouldn't necessarily work. What about civil marriage? Civil marriage. Civil marriage. She loses. She loses. She's stuck with this guy. We'll come back to it in a few minutes. But I want to share something which I spoke about, I think, the last week briefly. I don't think we saw it inside. I don't think so. If I did, it'll remind me, and I will make it much more quickly. I don't think I have. I told you about it. I'm not sure. I don't know if I even did that. Let's jump before Shmuel around. I'll go straight there. The Or Sameach. Right place, right? Extremely relevant for civil marriage. Listen carefully to what he says. Famous Rambam, Horu Mitzvah Sagonin, Shekolisha Shetibob of the Eden, you forget. It's wrong. Only by his own wife. Okay. Habuchum Mitzvah Rabbeinu, Lo Min Chomer or Isur de Bilas Nus Amu Chazakazu, which is the Pasha that's a Rivash, Rav Shah. Remember, she doesn't care about Nida, she doesn't care about this. Remember that? You saw the Rivash? That I showed you on the screen last week, right? Simon Vav and Rivosh. Rabbi Ishtar, I mean, in the Mischari Alaget. Oy, why did I divorce her? She's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. Oh, Baal Shloshim Tanai. That's Asukim. He made it Tanai. He likes it so much. He'll be mad that he went out to fulfill the Tanai. Avaloma, the Mechazaka, the Osa. Watch this. The Osa Azikim Al Tzavar. What's Azikim mean? What does it mean? Chains. Who wants to be chained to a woman? I do. I put a ring on my wife's finger a few years ago. They're still Baruch Hashem chained to each other. But this guy, he's having this physical connection with some strange lady. Who's the one to be chained down to her? Lo Hashem Mekadesh Yisha Diyama? What are you kidding? It's Elo Amina. Well, it goes to various riots, which I'm not going to go into all the riots right now. Well, if you did a bed on the bar, the af im hoysan nida, catch us now, gam ken amru l'shem kiddushin bo'al, came with the lavish of chomer yisur, rak shiritzon olav, so this kash imo v'shtir yishto, v'chozo ami aget, who cares that she's a nida? Came with the nida, tofsin kiddushin, v'adash kiddushin bo'al, either revosh is against me. In the yisur kores, itir v'biyoseich yochash yisur kala p'nuya, that's according to the Gaonim. That even the Pnuya Be'alma to say Chazaka in under this nus, because Chom is the Pnuya. Heche the Matzah, the Mevah, that Teh, Shavik, V'yachal Yisura. Why should he? Then he can say that, Shah. Kevin, the Omar, Yisur Chom, who's looking for Slim, about the Posh Yisura, the nus. But according to the Rabbeinu, the Rambam, it's a totally different word. And Svara, and Mokal, the Svara, Zu. Nistra, Yosra, Rabba, Magid, Perek, Ava, Nochad, Dalid. What? What did the Rambam Magid say? A right to the Rambam, the Zitzel Osir Kadesha, Vim lo hoysa pnuyo shenim of keres, Yisum and HaTorah, or Yisom Chalach HaZok HaZul, Yisur de Rabbanan, lo Ziribe. No, that's the Chalor Yisur. The Magid Mishnah was assuming that the reason why he doesn't listen to this is because if he's not married to her, he's over the Yisur de Raisa of Osir Kadesha. No, not doing any Yisur according to the Rambam. That's what the Rosh Hameach says. Oh, that's what he says. Now, does anybody else agree with it? Does he quote anybody else to say such a thing? And the Rosh Hameach saying, Ayin Rosh Gittin Perechest Tzim Yigil Shehizber Kidde Perishis. He claimed that the Rosh is like him. Well, you judge for yourself, Rav Osai. Then have to look at the show. You, now you judge for yourself. We'll read the Rosh. You tell me if you think that he is what the Rosh Hameach says. I'm happy. Yes or no? Let's read the Rosh. He said, tell you even where to find it. So you find it in the... In Gittin, Ches, you get what I said?
The direct lotion of the Rambam doesn't agree with him.
I don't want to say that, but...
Well, it only talks about having at least Kedushin, or actually being married and being divorced and then coming back.
Right, so those are two cases. It's
so
true.
It's only where you already had Kedushin in a sense.
Correct. So you see, he's claiming that the Rambam limited it to cases where either he was married to her before, or he married her on a condition. So therefore, only in those cases, there must be a nus. Nothing to do with the Yisr. Yisr or no Yisr. Yisr doesn't want to be, he wants to be married to her. Or he either was, or conditionally is. But it wouldn't apply to a strange woman. So the reverse is going to go into the Gaon and apply it to a strange woman. Not to the Yisr neither. Because a strange woman, the only reason why I want to be married to her and tie her some chains is to avoid an Yisr. You're running a worse Yisr. So reverse is Rabbi said, this Rosh Hameach is not going to bother me too much halacha l'maaseh, because we don't pass like the again, because if you follow the Rambam, the typical case where there's no halachic marriage probably wouldn't apply. We'll see. I don't want to prejudge the case. We'll come to it. So I don't want to jump ahead of myself. Yud Gimel. It's only one line. It makes a big line. Half a line. What does it say? It's over here. Watch this. Umistaber. The dafka begusha sumine. Yeah. Gusha sumine eris came and shikfar hoisa aru soso. Omer nischartu ala gerishin v'chazir v'bol Hashem kiddushin. Avalim ro edim shebo al isha di alma. Ein chosh in the kiddushin. Why? Omer abalaz apone bol apriyasa azona. Flamina shebo al Hashem kiddushin. Flamach lebein v'abol b'fnei edim v'bein bol b'fnei edim. Chenos, this is from last week. The Magavish is right. Chenos yodam anusas av mefutas avim lo chashinan shema bo al Hashem kiddushin. Habish dovim. The chain cause of a Rambam per yud the kiddushin. So he's saying that the rush that shot in the Rambam this way, and therefore his pshat is right in the Rambam, as the rush said it explicitly here in Masechta Kittin, has nothing whatsoever to do with Easter and not Easter. He was married or is married conditionally. Then it works irrespective of any Easter. Frek the Korban Asanel for another rush. Is the rush not in Masechta Gittin, Rabbi Osai? But a rush in Masechta Yevamis. Watch this now, Rabbi Osai. The rush in Masechta Yevamis is found in Perek Beis. Watch this. What does it say? A man has a child from a shifcha. It's not his child. It's not his child at all. It's not his child. It's not his. Watch. Where am I? A moment, please. Oh. Itmar. Watch this. Hold it not. B'dol l'chol dova, chutz v'mi sheyesh lo shivcha. Kami rab vosso, hani mi li shivcha d'acherim. Du v'dova z'chachom, bless lay bay kinyin b'gavo. Av a shivcha d'idei, the man is living with his shivcha, unfortunately. I mean, it wasn't only Thomas Jefferson or whatever who did these things. It was, we won't go with that right now. Yeah. Av a shivcha d'idei, lo. Dem odom osi bilas v'bilas nus. Im shom rab nat trinoy gon, hachi, hod et nam khol mish en lo 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 der khush navat kama, et ba shiv ba kama mish khod a khair. Do es khom, es kinu. Ba shiv ba day, bi yom bas, afa gad lo ne kit get khairis bitoi. Do mir a bon en as ba ze bilas dos, vi ba le khair mish bito, vi ba le ben o khair mish ma khoso. What do you mean? He must have emancipated her. Especially according to Unklus. Unklus learned that a man is with a shivcha, isa daraisa of Kodesh. He doesn't want that. So he must have he never didn't write any document of emancipation, but he must have been intended to emancipate her. So as Rav Natru Noi go. Wow. Okay. Now Rav Osai, over here, ain't none of us bilas nus, even though she was never married to him at all. So how can the Russian Gittin say what he says against the Gonim? And here he quotes the Gonim. I'm not sure no Gon. He was a Gon, was he not? He probably was like the Gonim, a steer in the rush. This is not my question. Wait, but the Korban is not. I already learned. I cannot show you this on the screen. I thought of it in advance. I brought the text. What's the one we bring? It's a real Talmud Bam. Yeah? Old fashioned style. Yeah. This is a Korban Asanel and Gittin Perek Ches Os Hey. He asked this question. Perek Ches Os Hey. In Simon Yud Gimel. He says, Kosher Rabbeinu Perek Beis Nivomis, Close to Adnat Shanoi Gaon. And he likes it. You know, the Marshal is his kasha. In Yavamas. It's like this. Rabbeinu Hiskim Adnat Shanoi, Velomi Tamei. Why? The Vadai also other Bilas of Bilas Nus. Yeah. And therefore he's not marrying her. See, the assumption is he has to marry, in order to marry, he has to free her first. Because we assume he wants to marry her, so he must have freed her. Then it'll be a steer of an Eobay in the rush. Contradiction. No, another word. Elevitam, lo shavik inish ateo of Ovid Yisura, ki the maestro Rabbeinu Raya li perek hashaleach. A different word. Lo shavik ateo of Ovid Yisura. What's he saying? He's not marrying her, he's only emancipating her. When he emancipates her, according to the Rosh, he can become his Pilegesh. Pilegesh is Mutter. Before he emancipated her, he said the rights according to Uglis of Kodesh. Brilliant answer of the Marshal. Quoted by the Carbon Saddle over here in Gittin. That Rosh I showed you, but you can't. I just read it to you. So writes the Marshal. Fine. That being the case, or Sumeach may be right. There were two halachas, Rav Osai. The two didn't. One is a shavik ateira v'yochal isura. He's a chaver of shivcha. And with respect to that, we might say, neither would be different. But there's another word that he wants to stay married, but that's only if it's his former wife or conditional wife. It could be that both halachas are true. Atkan, this brief discussion of this important inyan. Now we go back to something which is very, very important. Very important. So I want to now start the discussion of civil marriage in earnest. We spoke about it a little before. Civil marriage before marriage. I want to show you a sefer that I found in the library. Unbelievable sefer. It's called Mahalchei Mishpat. The whole sefer is on this topic. Sefer has on it 800 and some pages. It's just about, almost the whole thing is about this topic. Every little word. But it was written Tovshin Ayin Aleph a few years ago by Avram Shirazi. I'm not sure. There's a scholar from Ravadji Yosef and the Rav Shlush from the Tanya. You know where his grandson is here. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Dachovsky from the Bezdin. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, who's the present chief rabbi. Yeah, you know. Quite a few good scholars. Okay? So I don't know who this author is, but he had a very beautiful sefer, and he spent 800 pages on one topic. It's worth me as to see. So I'm going to give you a couple of things. I'm going to give you page numbers, so if you want to look it up later, feel free.
What's the name
of the sefer? Mahalchei Mishpat. It's volume base. Unbelievable. And I never knew this sefer even existed. It didn't exist until a few years ago, but I discovered it. I'm going to the library. So he has, on this topic, many poskim who quote the Rivosh. Now the Rivosh said, I don't have to do this because it takes extra time, but I feel I have to because we discussed this last week. If you may have forgotten what I said, just quickly, just a little bit from the Rivosh. Because, you know, we can't remember from a week ago. You may remember on Wednesday Shir, you had in front of you the Mishnah Lamelech. Those of the Ram in front of you, a kasha between Siman Hay and Siman Vav. So it's not that ancient our discussion, but just to quickly refresh our memories for a split second here. What's the case over there? They were Anusim, Maranos, right? They came from Mallorca after the expulsion from Spain. So they went to the priest, and the priest married them, right? And the priest. That marriage is no marriage. It's nothing. Nothing. He gave a whole bunch of reasons. I'm not going to chaz all the reasons. Nothing. They're not married. They're just not married. Okay? Who else said the same thing? There was Radvaz, more or less, we'll see. The Chumash Hadeshim. We spoke about all these things last week. Now, the following idea. This idea he quotes from the various poskim. One of them is the Maharam Sheik, if I can find the right synonym here, which says, she wants no part of this. Why should she be married?
She always going to lose. If she's married, she loses. She'll be stuck with him for life. She can't get out. She can't get out. So she doesn't want it. She doesn't want it. She doesn't want to be married to this guy. All right? I'll give you, I'm reading you from here, from this beautiful safe. What does the Truma Sadeh should say? They're poshim. They don't care. And they wrote some love achadash of Torah. They don't care. You don't say anything like this. They're not from. Someone who's not from, you don't apply it. The Rivash says you don't apply it. What do you see? All what the Rivash says applies to civil marriages. And he quotes the Maram Shik. He says, let's take a look for a second, okay? This is, obviously, the Rivash, there were no civil marriages in his day, but the Maram Shik from Achronim, there already were civil marriages. Let's see what he says. Maharam, what? You know, Maharam Shik. I don't believe it. How can that be? What happened? I'll read it to you. Just a brief excerpt. Like this. These people, they think it's enough to go to Tzifila. Civil. Tzifila. Civil. In Canaan, Zekinailahem. That doesn't bother them. Bless the Chazaka, the name of the Baal Shem Kiddushin. They think that it's civil marriage, but I think it's more than that. Civil marriages, Hem Karsin Bris, catch the words now, every word counts. Umasnin, Hem Yirchuli Parad Al Eza Ofen, Kea Preda, who might think it's civilly divorced. Not Kiddushin at all, not Kiddushin Raisa. Then you get. Rabbosi is saying a fart. Anyone who gets married civilly has the intention, if they want to get divorced, they get divorced civilly. So they're not married. If you marriage means you can only get out with a get. Not their intention. So writes the Maram Shik. Let's see what else she was from. They have over here. I'm just curious. Alphabetical order. No. Another Shubi quotes over here. He does, they don't want a Jewish marriage. Then they can't get out. That's what they don't want. Now, Rav Moshe says the same thing in his tshuva. Watch. What happened? They went to the civil and they got married. There's nothing. Nothing. Zero. Of course, the Rivash Shem and Vav. Avne Meluim. Lo Tavala Nidusa. Right? Would have known about it. So therefore, there was no mikvah. It doesn't make a difference. You didn't care about Nida. The Rivash's case also was Anusim. You don't care about Bilas Nus. You don't care. Okay, everybody, you're with me so far? Rav Moshe says these people are not so frum. They don't care. They don't care. They're either married. They want to be married in a way that they can get divorced whenever they want. They don't intend to get married in a way that they would require a get. Watch this. Watch, watch. Oop the zoom. They wanted to be fine favor in the eyes of the communists who hate people keep mitzvahs, they're afraid of their parnasa, but they're not showing mitzvahs as far as we know. Adrava, Hilu Elishin Rotsun Neda May Rabbi Hudi Manashim Sharam Shabayir, Adai Hayad Harbi Bacholir in those days, Hem Kimat Kulam Rishoyim Biatzman, Lomitzadonis. Shavari Afim Nimsu Achodim Shekokach Nifchadu Shelo Rotsu Leda Klamash Makshem Afetim Enos Kol Kokach Enakavam Anan Sadish in his Kavno the Kedushin Kam Chazoka Medina Mestabu Lekabu No.
Yididi HaGoyin Rabbi Yosef Elio Hankin Shlita has this amazing Chumrah. You don't have to have Kiddush Mitzvah Satorah. It's enough. They want to have any marriage. And therefore, even though they're living in the house together, they got married in court. It's Bia L'Shem Kinyin. Doesn't matter. Asur L'Omoteres, Par Kosher Paritz. Makes no difference whatsoever. It's what's Rav Henkin. Either Rivosh of all sides and Mefurish against him. I mentioned this to you last time. Mishadayim Lurman Ke'elu. Shlo Ichbas Lu Shetei Mufkeres Gamachem. Open marriage. So that's last week. Open marriage. That's what the Rivosh is talking about. Open marriage. What's the problem? We saw the Rivosh. There's no sign, there's no remiss whatsoever. Nothing. Nothing, Rav Osai. Nothing. Oh. Nothing. It wasn't. He said like this. He writes this. Urivosh Efshal the Forish Klal came. Hoyaman Nusim Shahabiman is Shoman Masha Efshal Emitsina. Only because Habim Nifritsub is Nus Nochris Nochazaka. And the Rivosh gave another reason. There was no mikveh. Right? Where he said, right? Watch this now. Watch this. Omanita shulohaya mikveh in a choshul the half kirishto to be live an open marriage with somebody else. Are you kidding? Avshia honest lavodazoro. We said etzem anisuin shoyer dayakon bechukas dosim of kani bamosim yedua. The Rivosh was there in Spain with the Catholicin. Oshem misgarish klal. They have no divorce. Rabbi, there was no divorce in the Catholic Church. This we know. It's still true, I think. I think it's still true. I think so.
An annulment.
Annulment, yeah. Yeah. Okay, vada le kocha le isha le olam. Yeah. So therefore, he thinks that all these cases are both said they're not married. He's against Rav Henkin. He's very, very much against Rav Henkin. Very much against. I want to say more, but we have no time. We'll have to stop here, Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll have a full-fledged discussion about civil marriage and reform and conservative marriage. Very, very important topics tomorrow, Mr. Adelish. Okay.